It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stay tuned. We're giving away Who tickets. Tickets to the Who at Prudential Center coming up in August. Yeah, the Who. All right, we've got Jerry Recco. He's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah, we're going to talk some NFL now, sure. So this was Jerry Jones the other day talking to the new rookies of the Cowboys, and it had people thinking that the Cowboys were going to open their season with the Giants.
We need you to be smart and come in here and dig and go for it and get it out so we can line up against the Giants with you. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
And you're doing it for all of us when you do it. Congratulations on being a Dallas Cowboy.
So everyone just kind of assumed that they'd be up, but we find out now from Adam Schefter, it'll be Cowboys-Eagles, September 4th, Thursday Night Football.
A little bit, Jerry, what do you think?
Well, he likes to beat those giant asses. So
he
maybe
does.
He's got the Giants on his mind.
Beat
Plus, would you think they know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for real?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Well, beat the New York Giants ass.
Yeah, I think almost all the teams, you know what they're doing, but they're sworn to secrecy. And maybe some things do come out on their own websites here and there. But, they're trying to make that schedule release show something significant, which it's turned out to be.
Which is cool, except for the fact that I heard you say the NBC games come out today. I think there are games tomorrow released.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, primetime games. I don't know what there's going to be left on Wednesday night.
Well, I mean, just the home games, the times, and, you know, which games could be moved late in the season. You know, and then I think the networks also probably already know, and I'm sure there's been fighting going on behind the scenes for Fox and CBS on Sunday. You want to protect, you know, those broadcasts as well.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, are we announcing any games on Wednesday? No. Hello?
He left.
Oh, he left?
He left?
Yeah. Pleasure. Yeah, he went down to DJ's to go look at the place. Pleasure. Or something.
Oh, he's working. Okay.
All right, very good.
Yeah, technically.
All right, so Andrew, are we giving away or not giving away? Are we announcing any games on Wednesday? It says CBS will announce select games on Wednesday morning.
So Stephen will be back on Wednesday.
Okay.
And he'll have all the news.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's what you call passing the buck right now.
Yeah.
I just remember those guys.
100%.
Yes. Those guys are not spokespeople for CBS.
No, I know that. I've heard that. I just thought that maybe we'd get to announce a game. Like, I think Nate's going to announce one on CBS this morning. I thought maybe we'd announce one.
Oh, we should get one. That'd be fun.
I mean, we got Boomer Esiason here, for God's sake.
Like, Boomer Esiason is not past prime, though. Past prime.
Huh? You're past your prime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean by that? What does that have to do with anything?
I usually give you a little tidbit here and there. Didn't I tell you about Netflix and Christmas?
Yeah.
Netflix and chilling on Christmas. I told you that.
But why are you past your prime? I don't understand. I think you're right. In your prime.
Yeah, you know.
Can announce a game. Whether you're past your prime or not, we can get a game from them.
You got 12 years left before you retire.
Oh,
you're
I see.
Right
okay.
In the middle of your prime.
That's right. 12 years. Okay.
Wow. I saw a nun was 118 years old the other day, so there's hope.
Is she collecting Social Security?
Right. Sure. 118. It means you're only at the halfway point.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay.
At least
perfect.
12 more years. Friday night, September 5th, Chargers Chiefs. I don't know if that's been announced, but that is the hot rumor. That's in Brazil. From the Giants, Jackson Dart was asked. So they were talking about, you know, some of the clips that went out there of him and Brian Daboll in the pre-draft meetings that they had. And then the follow-up question was, you know, how familiar were you with the Giants and did you see the offseason Hard Knocks? And everything that went on there.
No, quite honestly, I didn't watch it all, but I just saw like clips of it on TikTok. So, absolutely.
I mean, is that not today's?
So, yeah, mm-hmm. but this kid knows social media, so that means he saw Gio's rant.
maybe not. You don't know.
He had to see.
You don't know what ended up in his algorithm.
You never know.
His name is Jackson Dart, and you were talking about Jackson Dart. So Jackson Dart would end up in his algorithm,
maybe.
I guarantee you.
You don't know.
Meantime, the Saints need a new starting quarterback, as Derek Carr did announce his retirement over the weekend. Here was their head coach, Kellen Moore.
First of all, you respect and appreciate so much that Derek's done in this league, and for the way he's done it, the on-the-field performance, the off-the-field person that he's showcased.
All of that.
I wonder this, because it actually does help the Saints in terms of their salary cap relief. He gets a $10 million bonus that they gave him in March, but he doesn't get the $30 million that was guaranteed him as a player this year, which he could have accepted. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if he's filing for some sort of career-ending injury, which he would have to prove to an insurance company if he took out insurance on himself.
Told the congregation he's got proof.
That's right. He's got proof. Remember that?
So it sounds to me like, you know, there's probably got to be some sort of, I would think, insurance settlement coming along soon if he bought it himself, which would mean tax-free.
So their three quarterbacks now are Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener?
Haener? I think it's Haener. I think that's his name. That's how it's pronounced properly.
Good luck to him. Yeah. Whatever you call them. So those are the three there. All right, basketball-wise, you got the Knicks and Celtics tonight. Game 4 Eastern Conference semifinals. I don't know what this is in relation to, unless it's about his free throw shooting. I don't know. This was Mitchell Robinson posting a video on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, all right.
So he's outside walking towards his truck, and he, I might not have bleeped it. Just be ready, Eddie. Here is Mitchell Robinson. This is how he opens up.
So, I know y'all commenting and doing all the stupid stuff, thinking that I really care. I really don't.
Okay, so then he takes a couple more steps. This is where I might have missed the bleep.
Playing basketball. And my daughter. All those stuff I really don't care for.
And then he would conclude.
Y'all should know me by now. Been here 7 years. Y'all know how this go, man. But anyway, happy Mother's Day. Y'all enjoy yourself.
And then he gave the camera the finger and turned it off.
I got to say that most Knicks fans, I think, are feeling for him and trying to help him.
Yeah, but it's not the Knicks fans that are going after him
on social media. You know? I think the Knicks fan loves him.
I hope so, but I don't know.
I don't know. Unless
so he's doing this to other NBA fans that are all over him because he can't hit free throws?
You also had who said he should be shooting underhand?
Lots of people.
No, it was just
several callers.
Was it Rick Barry? That's all right. Thanks, Al. Rick Barry said it, and there was an article written about it just like yesterday.
So yeah, he's not going to help him now change what he's been doing. That would have to be in the off season.
He should try to headbutt it in.
It can't be worse.
I mean, honestly. Throw it up there, dunk.
I really some entertainment. I think they were saying it, you know, on the broadcast on Saturday that, you know, the whole place is like rooting for him.
Yeah.
Because they all know, we've all seen this before from other players.
Did he address his tiny feet and then Instagram post?
That was the whole post.
Oh, okay.
There was
maybe he'd get to that.